Yes, I think today and yesterday was noticeably lower voter turnout than the first round of the presidential elections. The various monitoring organizations, both Egyptian and international, have noted that as well. And just comparing, the queues are much shorter this time. And I think it's because less people feel motivated to choose between these two very divisive candidates compared to the first round when there was a choice of 13 candidates.
You talked about the two most divisive candidates that garnered enough votes to participate in the runoff. Do you Egyptians expect any of the two winners to unite the country to resolve the country's challenges?
Well, I think that would be a very difficult and probably impossible task to talk of actually uniting the country behind them, and definitely in the short term. We've just had several weeks where campaigning around the presidential elections has been primarily one of seeking to discredit the opposing candidates. And this was a very divisive runoff because on each side, people fear the other candidate, and fear because there have been accusations of using violence, of using thugs, of trying to kill protesters on both sides. So this is happening in a climate where there is a lack of a sense of security about the future and a lack of trust in each of the opposing candidates. There's a lot at stake here. It's not just a question of different political ideologies, of different political programs. And I think the real challenge for the new president will also be to determine what powers are actually available to him. This election is taking place in the absence of a constitution and the absence of a parliament, and the powers of the new president haven't been spelled out yet. So these are all questions that are on the table, and I think will determine to what extent the new president will really be able to play a role in stabilizing the political situation in the country.
Do people expect a reconciliation, looking at the fact that many Egyptians expressed concern that both candidates were campaigning on the extreme end of the political divide?
I think the question here is really, whichever of the two candidates wins in the elections will have a new legitimacy that the military leaders of Egypt have not had over the last year and a half. And the question becomes what negotiations they will have with the military and what deals they can actually strike with the military in terms of the powers of the new president. There have been negotiations ongoing over the past few days because the military is planning to issue an annex to the Constitutional Declaration in which it plans to spell out the powers of the new president. But the military has already said that it will retain legislative power and it will retain control over the state budget. And so already the military seems to be carving out a space for itself and eating away at the powers of the civilian government, ultimately. So these are the questions that the new civilian president will have to answer before being able to talk about reconciliation between different political forces.
Some analysts are saying that the Egyptian constitution shouldn't take long to write, to ratify, and to implement because there are only two sticking issues: the religion and the powers or what role the military is supposed to play. Do most Egyptians see this happening?
Well, those have been the two sticking points most discussed in Parliament over the past few months. But there's never been a comprehensive discussion about what Egyptians want to see in their constitution. The Muslim Brotherhood have said that they want to have a much more parliamentary system or a mixed system, and that's why they've been discussing the type of government. And some of the Salafi parties in Parliament have said that they want an expanded role for Islamic law in the new constitution. Those are the priorities of those political parties, but there's never been a comprehensive discussion about what vision for the new constitution. And so I don't think it's fair to say that there is agreement that the constitution won't take that much time. And on the contrary, the military has seemed to be pushing a revival of the 1971 constitution with amendments only to those provisions and in those areas. Now, in a sense, it's perhaps unrealistic to expect that there is still a possibility for a true process which would be representative of all the Egyptian people, of all the different minorities, which would be a proper process and a consultative one, and would result in a constitution that would have sufficient buy-in among the Egyptian people. It is perhaps too late to be speaking of that, since the military, as we speak, is looking at establishing a new set of criteria for the selection of the members of the Constituent Assembly. The last Constituent Assembly was created by Parliament in the last 2 weeks, and yet the military is planning to ignore that and to go ahead and re-establish the Constituent Assembly itself. So this is why perhaps I think there is a little likelihood of the process being one which enjoys that kind of democratic legitimacy. And I think any attempts to rush it through will be even more dangerous, because there are many substantive discussions that need to be had. And from a human rights perspective, many of the provisions, the rights provisions in the beginning, also need to be reviewed to ensure that they are defined in a strong way that would actually protect these rights moving forward and not leave loopholes for abuse.